Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude the first parak of Maseches Erevin. We are up to parak Aleph, Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud. So we're talking about Mechitzos. You're traveling with a whole caravan of people, and you come across this wide open plain. So what do you do in order to make Mechitzos that you should be able to carry inside of them? So Makif and Shlosha Chavalim, you could surround the camp with three ropes that are attached to different posts that are stuck into the ground, and you just put three ropes around it, zelim al mizeh v'zelim al mizeh, one rope above the other one, so they're running across horizontally. As long as there's not a space of three tefachim in between the ropes, because when it's less than three tefachim, we apply a principle called lavud, that when there's a gap of less than three tefachim, we view it as if it's totally closed off, as if it's completely connected. The top rope and the rope beneath it, as long as it's within three tefachim of each other, are considered completely connected. The full space in between them is filled in. We view it halachically as if it's filled in with fencing. We're familiar with this from like a sukkah. You know, they sell like sukkahs that are canvas, where people are nervous that since it sways so much in the wind that maybe it's not a kasher mechitza, so they put straps. The straps aren't just to hold the canvas in place, it's that the straps themselves can become a mechitza if they're within three tefachim of each other. Shir chavalim va'avin yasser al tefach. But the three ropes together, they can't be like such narrow, thin ropes. They have to be all together more than a tefach. So that when you have the three tefachim, the just under three tefachim in between them, so you have three gaps of just under three tefachim, and then you have the width of the ropes themselves as just over a tefach, so then you'll have a total of 10 tefachim, which will be enough to be a valid mechitza. And then the Mishnah Yod is going to talk about another type of mechitza that you might put up. So in Mishnah Ches, we spoke about setting up a mechitza by just using the kelim of your behemos. In Mishnah Tes, we spoke about setting up a mechitza by using posts and ropes. So now Mishnah Yod tells us, Makifun Bakanim, you could surround the vertical posts driven into the ground, meaning instead of horizontal ropes going around the area, just a bunch of poles standing up in the ground that are less than three tefachim apart from each other, and that also, if it's less than three tefachim apart from each other, we apply lavud and we view the gaps as if they're closed in. So the Mishnah tells us that when we said previously that you're allowed to use like lower level types of mechitzos, b'shayara dibru. That's only if you're in a caravan of people that are traveling and they need to set up some sort of partition. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, v'chamam lo dibru b'shayara l'behove. No, this would work for anybody. The only reason we're talking about a shayara, a caravan of people, is because that's the most common situation where you're going to need to set something up. But even if you're traveling all alone, you can use these types of mechitzos. The caravan is just the most likely situation where you're going to want to set up, and you'll be able to set up these types of mechitzos. Kol mechitza sheina shel shiv v'shalei ravena mechitza. Now, another opinion tells us that no, any mechitza that doesn't have vertical and horizontal parts is not considered like a lattice type of thing would be a kosher mechitza, because it goes in both directions. But just the ropes running across, or just the poles running up and down, would not be a valid mechitza. Divrei Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham omrim echad mishnei dvarim. And the Chacham say no, one or the other is good enough. Either the ropes running across or the poles going up and down, either one is good enough. So basically, we have four shitos. We have the shita of the Chachamim that it's completely kosher to have these types of mechitzos. We have the shita of the Chachamim that only for a shayara is a kosher. We have the shita of Rabbi Yehuda we have the shita of the Rabbanan that only for a shayara of one person, meaning only for a traveler, for someone who's going from place to place. We have the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that not even a single traveler, it's got to be three travelers, it's got to be a whole shayara, a whole caravan of people. And we have the shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that you're not allowed to have such mechitzos at all, that it's got to be shal shasi vishal erev, it's got to go in both directions. So the Mishnah now tells us other kulas that might apply in the situation of people setting up camp. There are four piturim that you get when you're setting up a camp during a war. Mevi'in eitzim mikol makom. You're allowed to bring wood from anywhere, and it's not considered that you're stealing when you bring wood from anywhere, because that's what helps in the war effort. Number two, piturim merchitzas yadayim. You don't have to wash your hands before you eat hamotzi. Number three, umidimai. If you have produce that you got from an ama aretz, where normally you wouldn't trust that he was mafresh all the relevant maestros, you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to trust Rova Me'aretz Ma'aser Mehem, you can rely on that. And number four, Mila Arev, you don't have to make an Erev to allow to carry from one tent to another. Normally, if you have multiple houses that open up into the same Chatzar, you need a Ruve Chatzeros, but an Erev Chatzeros is unnecessary when setting up a military camp. Okay, so to summarize what we learned today in Mishnah Tess, we said that you can make a Mechitza that is made up of horizontal ropes, three horizontal ropes, as long as they're less than three tefachim apart from each other, and altogether with the width of the ropes, it equals 10 tefachim of height. In Mishnah Yud, we said not only horizontal ropes, but vertical poles that are less than three tefachim apart from each other can also make a mechitza. And Rabbi Yehuda says that's only in a shayara, a caravan of three people. The Chachamim say, no, any traveler would be good enough. And then we said that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's that these types of mechitzas are never good. It needs to be see vishalerev, horizontal and vertical. And the Chachamim say, no, just horizontal or vertical, and it doesn't even need to be a traveler. It's kosher for anybody. And then we learned four things that are pater b'machana. You have four peturim when you're setting up a military camp. Number one, you're allowed to just take eitzim from wherever. Number two, you don't need to wash before eating. Number three, you're allowed to rely on demai, that you're allowed to rely that Shumas HaMaisos have already been taken. And number four, you don't need to set up an Erev Chatzeros. Okay, but next time, we'll pick up with the second parak of Maseches Erevin.